This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, August 23rd. Well, Tropical Storm Franklin is impacting Caribbean itineraries this week. On Tuesday morning, the Dominican Republic said it has been decided to temporarily suspend ship operations in the two ports of Puerto Plata and Samana starting on 2 o'clock today. Now, both Carnival Celebration and MSC Seascape itineraries have been impacted on this. On Tuesday, the DR closed schools and government offices in anticipation for the tropical storm, which is expected to happen later on today, over concerns of flooding. There could be more itinerary changes later this week into the weekend, depending on where the storm winds up in the Atlantic. And we're learning more about the crew member that passed away on Viking Mars last Friday. The crew member was securing the gangway after the ship had docked. He tripped, hit his head, and he fell into the water. He later succumbed to his injuries after being airlifted to the hospital. Cruise industry website CrewCenter.com shared this video of the memorial service that was held on board Viking Mars for the gentleman who passed away. The man was from the Philippines in his 40s and was serving as a seaman and fireman aboard Viking Mars. Our thoughts are certainly with his friends and family. And finally, cruise industry publication Sea Trade reports that after months of project uncertainties, work has started on Global Dreams transformation for Disney Cruise Line. It's happening at Meyer Werften Shipyard, which is now part of the Meyer family of shipyards. The completion date is still up in the air, slated for 25 or possibly 26. Although Disney initially announced operations from Singapore in 25, rumors around the shipyard are hinting it could be a 2026 completion. Disney purchased the hull or the shell of Global Dream for an estimated $40 million after Dream Cruises and the shipyard both went bankrupt. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down slightly, 15.66. Royal Caribbean up slightly, 99.36. And Norwegian up 1.5%, 17.29. Have yourself a great Wednesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.